Good morning, 6:22.
Well, we are now in the calm period after holiday shopping storm. So how did the retailers do over the holidays, and how will it affect the overall economy? Joining us live now, Associated Press business correspondent Ann DiNascenzio. And there are two lists, really, retailers that did very well and some that didn't do as well as they'd hoped. Who's on the list that did well?
Well, thank you. There were several that did very well. You know, Limited, TJ Maxx, Nordstrom, Ross Stores, and Macy's. Those were some of the big winners of the holiday season.
And the losers?
The losers were, you know, Gap, Kohl's, Wet Seal, which is a teen, you know, store, and JCPenney. So there were really, you know, what we found was there were really clear winners and clear losers in this holiday season. And the divide seemed to be pretty wide.
What about the independent stores, the smaller merchants?
Smaller merchants, I mean, I think it just depended on what you sold. If you catered to the high end, then, you know, you did very well. And if you really knew your customer, you know, you did very well. But clearly, the theme this holiday season was that stores sacrifice profits by pushing all kinds of incentives, you know, big discounts, just to get those sales. And it clearly shows how tough the economy is, you know, right now.
It is tough. But if consumer spending increases, the opportunity for new job creation increases, and then you have that very nice cycle of job creation and growth. Do we see a possibility for that?
Well, the clear sign is that shoppers are willing to spend. They are willing to spend, and I think they have this frugal fatigue. They're tired of just pulling back. But what I found is in the malls and the stores is that, you know, they're willing to spend, but then they have this kind of buyer's remorse, or and they're having a hard time spending because, you know, they're seeing their wages are very paltry. They're, you know, seeing higher costs of basic household goods, and whether it's, you know, food or other things. So they're trying to spend, but they're having a hard time because their wages are not keeping up with the costs.
Yeah, we're all confused. We feel guilty if we spend and frustrated if we don't.
Exactly.
Ann, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Associated Press business correspondent Ann DiNascenzio with us.
6:24. We'll take a look at jobs for you coming up next.